The NDC has been setting the record straight vis-à-vis its rural development strides and what it calls the NPP's pathetic performance. Addressing a news conference in Accra yesterday, an NDC panel comprising Deputy Minister for Local Government and Rural Development, Elvis Efrie-Ankra, the Deputy Finance and Economic Planning Minister, Fifi Kwete, Deputy Interior Minister Kwabena Achampong and Felix Ofosu-Kwachi of the party's communications team said the NDC can boast of a superior performance in the area of macroeconomic management and the delivery of economic infrastructure as well as massive rural development. Justice Mingo has filed this report.
The news conference was called to clarify some alleged misinformation being peddled by the NPP. According to the NDC panel, NPP's claim that the leadership of the country should be entrusted into their hands again 4 years after losing power to the NDC, boasting that they are capable of developing the country better than President Mills has done over the last 3.5 years, must be treated with the contempt that it deserves. The NDC compared its achievements in the area of provision of educational infrastructure and the rural development, installation of boreholes in schools without water, gender-friendly lavatories in schools, and the supply of dwell desks. Also looked at were internet provision for teacher training colleges, teacher staff bungalows, health infrastructure and the rural development, rural water and sanitation, local government infrastructure, construction of markets and stalls, among others. Elvis Efrie-Ankra is the Deputy Minister of Local Government and Rural Development.
If you look at our achievements, and if you will be truthful, it will be very obvious that the NDC has performed better than the NPP. So, really, it's just propaganda. And for some of us, we speak authoritatively about these things because these are not just figures that we are churning out. These are things that we've seen with our own eyes. And some of you are witnesses, some few of you who have been with us. When we go out on trips, it is you, the media, who act as that. And all these things are happening and we are sitting in Accra and talking about things that are not important. So the evidence is there. It's overwhelming. It's there. You can see them. These structures that we are talking about, they are not things that we made up. You can see them, and very soon the regions are going to come out and give regional details. The districts are going to come out and give district details. Very soon you are going to see on your television screen the various projects one by one. And I dare anybody to challenge any figure that we put here. I can put my head on the line and say that these are projects that we have done, we have seen them, we have supervised them, we have commissioned some of them. They are live. We are not exaggerating.
Deputy Minister for Local Government and Rural Development, Elvis Efrie-Ankra, ending that report by Justice Mingo. Meanwhile, NPP has reacted to the achievements of the ruling NDC setting the record straight. Speaking on Radio Ghana's current affairs program Behind the News, the Deputy Communications Director, Sami Uku, said the Better Ghana agenda is not flying as the NDC wants the electorate to believe, saying cost of living keeps rising on daily basis.
And at least right from J. Rawlings' era, there has been a conscious policy of successive government to tackle this issue. NPP did eliminate some. His Excellency J. Rawlings also eliminated some. And likewise, President Mills. Also, he spoke about what the NPP produced as achievement. A 6-unit classroom block under the NPP that was costing 80,000 Ghana or 800 million under the NPP. Under the NDC, this same 6-unit classroom block is costing the state 2.5 billion. This time around, they're setting the record straight. It's not flying.
Deputy Communications Director of the NPP, Sami Uku.